I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As the weekend approaches, so does the possibility of winter weather. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Cold temperatures, wind, and precipitation are expected to bring freezing rain and ice to North Georgia this weekend. That's according to the National Weather Service in Peachtree City. Keith Stellman is a meteorologist there. He says the potential for ice raises some concerns.
When you start talking ice, you start talking power outages. And so those are the things you have to start to at least plan for. It doesn't mean we're going to have them. It is going to be windy, so any ice on trees could cause some sporadic power outages.
Stellman says the likelihood for a rain-snow mix increases Sunday night into Monday morning, which could affect commuters. Of course, he says, that forecast is subject to change. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Governor-elect Brian Kemp announced his selections for House and Senate floor leaders this morning. Republican State Representatives Jody Lott of Evans, Terry Rogers of Clarksville, Burt Reeves of Marietta, and Dominic Lariccia of Douglas will push the Kemp agenda in the House, while Republican State Senators Blake Tillery of Bedalia and Brian Strickland of McDonough will work the Senate floor. Kemp also announced former State Representative Mark Hamilton as his choice for Director of External Affairs and Stuart Wilkinson as his deputy. Well, the parent company of one of the nation's largest for-profit college chains has abruptly closed all its campuses, including four in Georgia. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, that leaves thousands of students in a financial bind.
Education Corporation of America, or ECA, announced this is the last week of classes for about 20,000 students, including those at their Virginia College campuses in Augusta, Columbus, Macon, and Savannah. That's bad news for students like Erica Hamm, who was studying business administration at the Macon campus.
Man, I don't even know where to begin. I think it's just now hitting me that the school is done for and there's nothing we can do about it.
U.S. Department of Education spokesperson Liz Hill slammed news of the closures, which leave thousands like Erica Hamm without a clear way to recover tuition or loans or transfer credits to a new school. Education Corporation of America did not respond to requests for comment. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The crash of a Marine Corps KC-130T in Mississippi last year is being blamed on faulty maintenance performed at Robins Air Force Base in Middle Georgia. The crash killed all 16 crew members. A report released this week showed that a corroded propeller blade broke off and collided with the plane's fuselage, causing the crash. The plane's propeller had been overhauled at Robins Air Force Base in 2011, but rather than repairing or replacing the faulty prop, it was covered with an anti-corrosive protective coating that concealed the damage. And customers at two suburban Atlanta Walmart stores received a holiday surprise yesterday when they found out Atlanta-based movie mogul Tyler Perry had paid for their layaway items. Perry spent more than $400,000 to pay for items at a Walmart in East Point and another store in Douglasville. While he intended the move to be anonymous, Perry confirmed it in a video on Twitter.
I know it's hard times. A lot of people are struggling. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
Customers at the two stores who put items on layaway before 9:30 a.m. on Thursday only have to pay 1 cent to get their purchase. And in sports, Atlanta United will host the MLS Cup on Saturday against the Portland Timbers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, a win would be the first major sports championship for Atlanta since 1995.
23 years ago, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. Since then, it's been a dry spell for Atlanta sports, with a few close calls and a lot of frustration. MLS analyst Taylor Twellman says Atlanta enters the game as the front runner.
I do think Atlanta may be the heaviest favorite we've ever seen in MLS Cup, especially over the last 15 years. And that's why I think it makes it, if Portland ends up winning, you're talking about maybe the biggest upset in MLS Cup history.
United is led by Coach of the Year Tata Martino and MLS MVP Joseph Martinez. Kickoff is scheduled for 8 o'clock. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.